Paul, can you update us on Sean Matthias, please?
Yeah, same lineup. Fellas, everybody's going from last game.
And Connor in net?
Correct.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm thinking.
Sorry. Okay. We'll bounce. We'll come back to you.
Being in second place in the Central, not that you're fixated on standings at this time of year, but have you seen a different feeling or mindset in the room compared to when you're chasing in the standings?
Oh, it's a good question, because there's a different cost and a different expectation. And it's when you think you're playing well and when you don't think you're playing well, regardless of the standings. Because when you're down and you think you're playing well, there's lots of energy. They want to keep it going. And when you're doing all right but you don't like your game, coaches usually bark, and that's the time that you're really kind of nasty. You're not worried about pumping anybody's tires because you're having some success. So right now, it's for me, it feels so early on. I don't talk about it. We don't talk about the standings. It's all about our game. But from my point of view, there's an excitement. I think we've been a little bit better in just about every piece of our game. We don't have anything nailed down yet, but we've been a little bit better. So there's excitement that I still think there's places that we can improve on and keep getting better on.
When a team with a record like Arizona's comes in, there's always, of course, a chance for a letdown, whatever you got to call it. Where's your level of concern now about that, as opposed to maybe where it would have been a year or two ago?
It would be more outside the room than in. So anybody that sat and watched Arizona play Washington, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis coming into our last game would have said this team's record can't be that. Right? They had a real tough stretch at the start, and then they played very, very hard. So two of those games, in the hockey portion, I don't consider the overtime or the shootout the hockey portion, two of them, they were as good as Washington, they were as good as St. Louis in terms of effort, fight, and compete. So that's what I bring into Arizona in my mind and back into here tonight, which helps us, because I think the difference would be we had a real good understanding of how they were playing. So at -1, there was no panic in our game. Right. Now, be more pressure in this building tonight if it's -1. I think on our bench we'll handle it right, because we know they're playing really hard. They've got a couple of real good grinding lines, and they've got some really nice young skill that can score goals. So it's they outchanced us in that game. They had a better generation, and on back-to-back nights we would understand that. So this is going to be a good, hard hockey game that if you just watch the standings, you say, well, we should beat them, and we've all been in the game long enough to know it's not rolling like that.
I guess I'm wondering if the maturity of your team makes that less likely even to worry about that.
Well, we haven't played a lot of teams below us in the standings or coming into Arizona. We hadn't played a lot of non-playoff teams from the year prior. Right? We had Vegas, Carolina, Vancouver, Dallas, which is a pretty different animal, a pretty good hockey team. So we haven't had that experience where we thought the paper says we should win this game. But I can go by the last game. I thought we handled our adversity well in that game. We were down, we kept it even, kept it tight, and then got stronger.
Back at the beginning of the month, Patrick had made headlines when he said that he had low confidence in his game and hockey was hard. And you said at the time that obviously you weren't concerned about the goals. And he's scored in every game since then. But have you seen anything different over this 5-game stretch that you didn't see maybe in those 4?
I think my answer was he's smarter than all of us. So I think he had that whole thing. I'm not saying scripted, but he puts pressure on himself because I think he enjoys it in some ways. Like, he's hard on himself, but he kind of filleting himself in front of the world there in the hockey world somehow gets him going, somehow drives him a little bit. So when he's not playing well, he's angry and grumpy. And then he played a little bit harder, right? So he gets a little bit snarly out in that game and things start to go for him. So now he's just kind of in that mood, right? That line's there's a place for improvement for that line, and he's part of that. So it's not all roses yet, but he can score every night if he'd like. We're good with it.